All right. Well, you heard there. We want to go to the other side of the aisle here to talk a little bit about the Democrats' point of view on today's events, the hearing, the Purvis hearing, and, of course, the workers' comp reform changes coming out of committee. Joining us now, Representative Greg Harris from Chicago. You had a big day today, Representative Harris. Thanks for joining us on the download.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So let's start. You know, Representative Sandak just called out the Democrats for not wanting to compromise, for doing things the way they've been doing things for years. And today he said was no exception. He used the word sham, and he said it was an embarrassment.
I was hoping he was going to say sham, and it's so bad it's a sham. Wow, that's his talking point for everything. Glad he caught it in there.
Yeah, he's been working it. Let me ask you about the hearing, because, you know, the Sun-Times investigation, the piece that Natasha did, pointed out that this really came at the expense of people who were going to feel the cuts. I mean, it was 3 weeks prior that the cuts happened. They already knew that they were going to be taking money out of this budget, the human services budget. Is that why you decided to call a hearing?
Well, there's really two issues. One is that out of one side of your mouth, you can't say, well, gosh, we don't have money to pay for the autism program or early intervention services. Then on the other hand, pay someone $250,000 out of that same pot of money. But the other thing, too, is the person whose job is a question is the Secretary of Education. And if you're really doing honest, transparent budgeting, you put the Secretary of Education in the education budget, not hidden in a contractual worker line in the human service budget. So there's a big transparency issue.
There was a lot made of the way that Governor Rauner's aide, Mr. Goldberg, went about sort of addressing and approaching the representatives that were in the room. Did you have a problem with the decorum? Did you feel the same as your colleagues, Representative Lang and others who felt it was a little bit over the line?
Well, if I was Rauner's guy, I think that probably sounds better than, rats, you got me caught with my hand in the cookie jar.
Yeah, right. Okay, moving on. Let's talk about the workers' comp reform. Again, Representative Sandak said that this was just a way to get the word workers' comp out to the uninformed, that it really wasn't anything that Governor Rauner wanted, and Governor Rauner came out and said it was just political theater. What's your take on the workers' comp reform and where you guys are at with some of the turnaround agendas that Governor Rauner has said he wants addressed?
Well, I think that in the governor's turnaround agenda, the right to work was soundly voted down in both the House and the Senate. His version of workers' comp, which is, you know, I tend to be on the side of workers, so I'll say that. He tends to be on the side of business. That was voted down. The bill that passed today sort of leaned toward workers, but also gave some givebacks to businesses, and particularly is addressing the issue we have in Illinois with workers' comp, that while there's been $1 billion of savings in the last number of years in workers' comp, it hasn't been passed on to the businesses because somehow the insurance companies have found a way to keep it. Mm-hmm. And that's a big problem.
You know, it's interesting, too, about I hear a lot in the rhetoric about, you know, voters decided to bring, you know, Governor Rauner to Springfield to change things in the way they've been done. And the Democrats are in power are sort of keeping the status quo. As a Democrat who's been in leadership role down in Springfield for a number of years, how do you respond to something like that? Do you see it as that? Do you see it as cut and dry that the sort of rhetoric that the Republicans are talking about?
No, you know, obviously there's partisanship, there's politics. We go down there, if we all agreed, you know, we could probably get this stuff done in a week. But honestly, you know, we come from different parts of the state, different communities, different points of view. We fight this stuff out. That's what democracy is about, is going down there. And, you know, Ron talks about what the people at Downers Grove and his district feel their values are. I talk about what the people in, you know, Uptown and Ravenswood, Bowmanville, what they feel their values are. And hopefully at the end of the process, we come up with something that is somewhere in the middle.
Do you have a thought on the whether or not you think might get together on a budget before July 1st?
I sure hope so, because it's just, you know, bad policy, no matter which side of the argument you're on, to put the people who are, you know, Medicaid patients, you know, for the hospitals, the parents were wondering if their school's going to get open, with all kinds of indecision because the governor won't sign the budget that he's got. We can't come to an agreement on closing corporate tax loopholes or, you know, some kind of other revenue.
Representative Greg Harris represents communities, neighborhoods in Chicago on the north side. Representative Harris, thanks for joining us tonight on The Download.
Thank you.